Random House Audio presents Swallowing Darkness by Laurel K. Hamilton, read for you by Claudia Black. Chapter 1. Hospitals are where people go to be saved, but the doctors can only patch you up, put you back together. They can't undo the damage. They can't make it so you didn't wake up in the bad place, or change the truth to lies. The nice doctor and the nice woman from the SART, Sexual Assault Response Team, couldn't change that I had indeed been raped. The fact that I couldn't remember it, because my uncle had used a spell for his date rape drug, didn't change the evidence. The evidence that they'd found in my body when they did the exam and took the samples. You would think being a real live fairy princess would make your life fairy tale-like, but fairy tales only end well. While the story is going on, horrible things happen. Remember Rapunzel? Her prince got his eye scratched out by the witch, which blinded him. At the end of the story, Rapunzel's tears magically restored his sight, but that was at the end of the story. Cinderella was little better than a slave. Snow White was actually nearly killed 4 different times by the evil queen. All anyone remembers is the poisoned apple, but don't forget the huntsman or the enchanted girdle and the poisoned comb. Pick any fairy tale that's based on older stories, and the heroine of the piece has a miserable, dangerous, nightmarish time of it. I am Princess Meredith Nicassus, next in line to a high throne of fairy, and I'm in the middle of my story. The happy ever after ending, if it's coming.